Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
9:03 in the a.m. Hey, Jeremy and Ed. So I won't be labeled a troublemaker. I'll tell you this before our guest comes on.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up, you know one team I just hated? I don't know why.
Who?
Nebraska.
Really?
I just didn't like Nebraska. I didn't like Tom Osborne. I didn't like.
You're like, I am hip?
I didn't like Urban Fryer, Turner Gill. Mike Rozier, I didn't like any of them guys, man. I used to want them to lose. I think that's what I start liking Miami, when Miami played against them in the bowl game.
You didn't like Eric Crouch?
I didn't like him either. I don't like Cornhuskers. I don't like any of that stuff. But Maryland Terps play them this Saturday at 3:30 in College Park. Game's going to be on the Big Ten Network, also on 105.7 The Fan. Joining us right now, head football coach for those Terps, he is Mike Locksley. What's going on, coach?
Rob, what's up, man? How you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you, man?
I'm good. Pushing through.
All right. Now, I know you well enough to know you are a teacher of the game. And teachers love when they can teach lessons. Not so much losing, but they love being afforded the opportunity to teach lessons. What's the biggest lesson that you're driving home to your young men this week as they get ready for Nebraska?
Yeah, well, let's talk about one. I much rather teach lessons after winning, like we were able to do the first 4 weeks. And so this year is teaching lessons after a tough loss, and a loss that you know, we had everything in our favor and we didn't. And the lesson is we didn't finish. And it didn't just start in this game, Rob. If you look back to how we finished, even in games we won when we were up and we put young players in, we give up scores in the fourth quarter. You know, we have a metric where our goal is to win the fourth quarter, and going into the game a week ago, we had tied the fourth quarter all season long. And even though we dominated most of the opponents that we played in terms of scoreboard, then we find ourselves in a fourth quarter game this weekend and we didn't make the play. So the finish is kind of the lesson from it, that you can't play just three quarters and coast through the finish. And that's kind of, to me, the lesson that we got to get fixed is finishing and developing a killer instinct, no matter what the scoreboard says. You got to play to the standard for four quarters, not three. And it came back to get us when it get us this past weekend.
Get Nebraska coming up. This team, I mean, I've not seen Nebraska play, but prepping for this, I just happened to look at all their metrics. It's incredible pass defense is what I'm seeing. And with your young quarterback, who's really, I think, really good, and especially for his age, how does this look for you guys with, I think it's the number one pass defense in America right now?
Yeah, this is a much more athletic Nebraska team than the team we faced a couple of years ago on the road where we were able to win there in Lincoln. And, Matt Rhule and his staff has done a really good job in terms of, getting some guys, whether it's out of the portal, recruiting at a high level. And they've kind of flipped their roster in the last couple of years to where super athletic on the back end, which, it's good for us because I feel like we've got some talented guys on the perimeter for us. So defensively, there's no doubt we're going to see some of the same things that we saw a week ago that affected the young quarterback. And, I always say, if you show that you struggle hitting the curveball, you'll see a lot of curveballs. And so what we try to do is quality control the loss from a week ago, see the things that affected us offensively, defensively, knowing that people will attack those areas again now. And that's what this week is about in our preparation, is making sure we clean up any of the things that caused us problems that we put on tape, because you will see them again until you show that you've corrected those issues.
I mean, Nebraska's pass defense has been good. Their run defense has been leaky, one of the worst Power 5 teams. Is that a focal point to come in to try to keep Dylan Raiola off the field?
I mean, the focal point is for us to play to our standard. You know, we have to be able to run the ball and throw the ball effectively, just like I'm sure on defense their goal is to – they want to keep working to try to fix their run game issues. You know, we're in the same point, same place with in terms of, you know, if they're not playing good run defense, then of course we have to figure out and attack the weakness of their defense. And to me, that's been one of the things we've tried to do here the last couple of weeks is continue to bring our run game along. We know we've got a talented signal caller. We haven't used him in the run game as much, you know, with the injury that he suffered there before camp. But he's at 100% now, and you know what we've got to do is find a way to efficiently run the football, but still create the balance that if they load the box and give us advantageous throws to take advantage and make the play, which we didn't do a week ago.
Here with head coach Mike Locksley of Maryland Terps. Coach Locksley, I know you don't look ahead of your schedule at all. We don't do that. We go game by game. But I was wondering, and we won't tell anybody the answer to this, do you look at the standings of the Big Ten and think, man, with some of these guys on your schedule, you got a real chance of controlling your own future in this conference?
You know, I really don't look at the standings or where we are. I have to take it one at a time because what you don't want to do is get too far out in front of your skis. You know, I knew that this year, because obviously if you look at the way our schedule was made this year in a totality, you know, we missed three playoff teams that are in the Big Ten for the first time. I mean,
yeah.
Every year we've played what I call murder row, Penn State, Ohio State, Michigan, typically in back-to-back-to-back weeks. And so we've always controlled our destiny. And, you know, every game, it's a one-game season for us. And, you know, a week ago we didn't play to the standard, which is to play for four quarters and not three. We'll get that fixed this week and go take our shot against another blue blood program coming into Terpsville, which, you know, how many times have we had a chance to see a team like Nebraska's and the Washington's come here to College Park, to Terpsville, for our fans to get a chance to see great college football.
Coach, we saw a team last week come all west all the way east. We've talked to you about this before. Does the travel now that the expansion of the conferences, does that – I mean, everybody's got to go through it at some point and have the tough schedule, but how much of an effect does that have on a team?
Again, it really only affects you if they give you one of those start times. You know, for the West Coast teams, a 12 o'clock East Coast kick time is a 9 o'clock game for their bodies. And for us, a 7:30 West Coast game is a 10:30 kick time for our bodies. And so those are the areas where, you know, it concerns you as a coach if you get one of those time slots. Washington was basically a 3:30 kick start for us, but it was a 12 o'clock kick for them. So I don't know how much that affects you when you play within that rounds. I think the early kick and the late kick are the ones that can and sometimes do have some bearing on the outcome based on, you know, when those games are. And I know our conference has done a good job of trying to make sure that we don't have those, but you can't be 100% foolproof with that, the way scheduling works.
There he is. Coach, good luck to you on Saturday, man. We're looking forward to talking to the 5-1 Coach Mike Locksley, man.
Appreciate you guys. See y'all next week.
Have a good one.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.